97.9 The Keel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to keep us caught up on what's trending out there in the world. Good morning, what's going on?
Well, you know me, I only talk about the most intelligent and fascinating concepts here on Trends. Really, really highbrow.
All right, everyone, strap in. We're about to get dumb and boring.
That's right, because over in Arkansas, there is a water tower. There's a water tower in Kingsland, the birthplace of Johnny Cash. And on this water tower, they have a painted silhouette of Johnny Cash, and someone, probably from Kingsland, potentially not, we don't know who it is, took very careful aim with a rifle and pulled the trigger and shot a hole right on the man in black's crotch on this water tower. So it's like a full, like, Calvin truck bumper sticker situation where he is consistently peeing out a stream over in Kingsland, Arkansas. Like I said, only the most intelligent, witty content here on Trends.
Look, intelligence takes many forms, and the physical intelligence, skill with a firearm is a form of intelligence, I guess. Trained, educated, and creative.
I mean, it is certainly creative in, like, the comments, because, of course, the story reporting, it includes comics. There are people saying just, like, shouldn't have done it, but as far as creativity goes, this is first class. And there's, you know, quotes from the people that actually run the town and take care of the water sources about, folks think it's funny, but a lot of hard effort and work went into getting this painted.
Oh, yeah.
Which, yeah, there's just a whole thing about this. I thought it was funny and certainly worth a mention. I'm going to give you a choice for our next topic. I have burger diplomacy, because I feel like we need to talk about that. I know that we're, like, late here on Trends, but I've read a couple things that I want to talk about. And then also, working from home. I have, like, a working from home thing I'd like to discuss.
So, all right.
Well, what would you like to do?
Is burger diplomacy McDonald's leaving Russia?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Well, let's do the other one.
Okay, so
CBS News has covered McDonald's leaving Russia, so.
Yeah, I just ended up reading a lot about it. I'm sure we'll talk about it one day.
We'll talk about it one day.
Maybe off
yeah.
mic. Who knows? But a thing has been making the rounds with good old Boris Johnson. The attention-grabbing headline is that he says cheese and coffee can distract when working from home. I feel like that whoever pulled that headline for The Guardian pulled a very strange quote, because Boris Johnson tells this anecdote of just, my experience is that if you work from home, you spend an awful lot of time making another cup of coffee and then, you know, getting up, walking slowly to the fridge, hacking off a small piece of cheese, then walking slowly back to your laptop and forgetting what
you're
doing. Has
he been Wallace and Gromit the whole time?
I mean, hey.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, that's fine. If you want to live Wallace's life, I want to live Wallace's life as well.
That actually makes me feel better about Boris Johnson.
So the reason that I want to talk about this, I don't have much more to say about that particular quote from Boris Johnson. What I want to talk about is that specific atmosphere towards remote work. I feel like it's time to change the discussion around this a little bit, rather than like a pro and con, for and against. We've recognized that there's not one best way to teach a child. Like, the entire science of pedagogy has changed over the years because we've understood that kids learn in different ways. There are no one way is the best way to teach a child, and no one way is the best way to work. Where Boris might be distracted by coffee and cheese and walking slowly shuffling around back to his laptop, I'm sure that there are people who would aggressively argue that they're energized and more creative and more productive.
Well, here's the other thing, too. He's talking about people being distracted at home as if they're not also distracted in the office, right?
I'm the most distracting person here, so
yes.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, this is the same thing. This has been the same thing for years with the healthcare debate. Like, people who are opposed to, say, like, Canadian-style healthcare. Oh, God, we're going to have to wait in long lines, and we're going to have to wait for days and weeks to get a doctor's appointment, as if that's not currently the case now.
Have you been to a doctor?
People, there's going to be death panels making decisions about who gets what care, as if there's not actuaries making that decision right now. It's the same exact, like, talking about the eventuality of what might happen in this potential future as if it's not currently happening right now. Like, people get distracted at work. I Like, yeah. I watch YouTube videos at work. Sure. I have no shame in admitting it. I do feel a little bit of shame when I'm watching a YouTube video and someone walks into the studio with a question. But really, it's more annoyance that they have a question while I'm trying to finish up this clip from Silence of the Lambs or whatever it is I'm watching.
I think that there's value to each, at least for me personally. I find value in being in my workplace. I also find value in working from home. And I find that I do two separate types of work in each environment. And that's why I hope that the hybrid structure is something that takes off and we see less mandatory, this is the only way to work situations. I just feel like that if you want people to be performing at the top of their game, you need to allow them to do things how they're best equipped to do them, right?